This is Michael Stuckelberger from Switzerland. I've studied physics. After my journey, I will continue a PhD in photovoltaics. Now I'm for 3 months going by bike from Ushuaia to Santiago de Chile.
Good stuff. And Michael, do you have a touring tip or a piece of advice for other people travelling by bicycle?
One tip is to leave at home wherever you can. Choose smallest routes where it is possible, where they exist. Sleep in tent, outdoor.
Right.
Enjoy the
okay.
night.
Good stuff. You've got a trailer, I noticed. So basically, could you perhaps just sort of mention what are the advantages and disadvantages of using a trailer?
The advantage is you can just put in whatever you want. You don't have to order your things. The disadvantage, you have too much space. You take too much luggage with you, and it's too heavy. Today you would leave it at home.
Okay. And the other thing is, I noticed you've got quite long hair. And I'm trying to grow my hair long. Hopefully by the end of the trip, mine will be somewhere near as long as yours. Can you talk through the pros and cons of long hair?
It's a good protection against sun. They get, how do you call it, disturbed when it's windy.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah. You feel the wind in your hair.
You feel it.
Yeah.
That's good. But yeah. It's hard work next day
right, okay.
to go yeah. through.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and then do you listen to music while you're cycling, or when you're in the tent, or have you got an iPod with you?
I've got an iPod with me.
And when you need motivation, what song do you put on?
Love is a Shield.
Oh, who's that by?
I don't know. It's a song.
Yeah.
Who sang it? I don't know.
Okay, Love is a Shield. I'll have to look that up. Okay, and have you got any plans for future tours? Where would you like to go next?
I would like to cross Siberia by bike.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, that's the
good
main
ambition.
Tour.
Yeah, because you've lived in Siberia before.
So I've lived for 1 year in Siberia.
You've got a bit of Russian. And also, earlier on, you were telling me that you don't write a diary.
That I don't.
You don't, that you do something else instead. Perhaps explain what it is that you do. I thought that's quite interesting.
I rather write letters. Most letters they are in the form of a diary.
Right.
But I just send them to my friends, parents,
yeah.
brothers,
yeah.
but also just to unknown people.
Yeah.
Like,
and this, you just started this, right? So sending it to unknown people.
Yeah, I just started.
Yeah.
Till now I send one to a woman, no idea
who
what
she
age
is. Yeah.
She has.
Well, it'll be really interesting to see if any of these people reply back to you. And okay, and one last question, which is, if you could make one law, an international law, what would it be? Okay, do you see what I mean?
Wow.
That's a big question, I know. But you're only allowed to make one for the whole world.
One law.
Yeah.
It would have something to do with environmental protection. At the moment, what I think of is that you have to pay fees on kerosene for international flights as well.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, that's a good law. Cool. Quite a complicated one, but okay. Thanks. Thanks very much.
Thank you.